The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees, with some scribes, who had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed: the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes question him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts. You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition.'" He summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person, but the things that come out from within are what defile. From within people, from their hearts come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but I found today's scripture readings challenging with their emphasis on rules, regulations, and laws. Although I must admit, those of us that, like me, that had to go back to school this past week probably feel that there should be a law prohibiting starting school before Labor Day. Wouldn't you agree? Laws, they're important. Without them, there would be chaos in our lives. But when they become so complex and confusing that they undermine the very item they're designed to protect, we begin to lose sight of the details and we get caught up in all the externals. We fail to see the bigger picture and what is truly important. In the complex world of physics and natural sciences, scientists tell us that it's the simplest laws with the most explanatory power that are the most beautiful and eloquent. I think this was true for me, at least as a young child, as I was watching Major League Baseball on TV. You see, as a young child, I marveled at the simplicity of the game. And there seemed to be only a few rules to follow. The pitcher threw the ball, the batter had to swing, and if he hit the ball, there would be a fielder that would either catch it or throw it to another player before the runner reached the base. And of course, whoever scored the most runs won. Pretty simple. But recently I discovered there are 184 pages of rules in Major League Baseball, covering everything from equipment to uniforms to starting the game, playing the game, and ending the game. And yet, despite all these rules, they focused on what was truly important: providing order to the game and ensuring that the fans had a good experience. Focusing in on what is important, I think, is the central message of our scripture passages today. In our gospel, the people of Israel had become so focused on the tradition of the elders, they forgot what the intent of the law was for. You see, washing hands was not done for hygiene reasons, but it was a ritual that was very complex and very detailed. This law and hundreds of others were imposed on the people of Israel to ensure that they would have a perfect observance of the law of Moses. They became so focused on this that they lost track of the intent of the law. And so it became easier to focus on things like washing hands or avoiding unclean foods, rather than having a heart predisposed to loving God and neighbor. Jesus came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. He rebukes the people, calling them hypocrites, and reminding them that what is truly important is God's commandments and those human laws that are rooted in the Word of God. Our readings today challenge us, you and me, 2,000 years later, to consider how our actions and our daily lives are connected to what we believe in. Have our external worship practices become routine? Where is our heart? What is our attitude? The Second Vatican Council deeply reflected on this question, writing, and I quote, "The split between faith and our daily lives is among the more serious errors of our age," end quote. And I might add, during Jesus' time as well. As baptized Christians, we're called to integrate our faith and to infuse our gospel values into our relationships, our families, our communities. In our reading today from James, we are told to be doers of the word, not just hearers content with fulfilling our Sunday obligations and our external appearances. A few years ago, I gave my diaconate students a writing assignment to connect one aspect of our liturgy with our everyday lives. And I had one student that wrote about the exit signs, connecting it to the dismissal at the end of Mass by the priest or deacon. If you turn around and you look at the back of the church here, you see six exit signs and two more exit signs in the narthex. And you see at the center of our church our baptismal font, which is a reminder that through our baptismal call, we share in Christ's salvation mission. The exit sign, the baptismal font, and the dismissal, they're all interconnected. You see, the dismissal is really a command to you and to me, to the laity and to the ordained, a command to go forth on mission to bring our faith out into the world as a public witness. Today, having had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, first in the scriptures, and shortly we will be fed by his body and blood in the Eucharist, we are then called to go forth to be Eucharist for others, feeding them with the life of Christ. If you think about it, at the dismissal, when we process out this church, we become ourselves a Eucharistic procession as we go past that font, through the exit signs, out the doors, into the outside world. Our mission. Our identity is ordered to and flows from our Eucharistic celebration, which is the source and summit of what it means to be a Catholic Christian. As we leave Mass today, in our hearts will not just be a memory of some liturgical ritual, but it will be a call to go forth, to live our faith, to go forth and transform our culture, and to bear much fruit in our service towards each other. We have a God who lives within us, and a God who reveals himself to others through us when we become doers of the word. Today and always, let us go forth to do what is truly important, what is simple and beautiful and elegant, what the law commands and our dismissal commands us to do, to love God and neighbor. God bless you.